Taste. Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode here on this Sunday. Yeah, March 29th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Again, football, men's, women's basketball, so much more. Yesterday, I believe, women's volleyball was in action. Spring edition. I think women's soccer is today as well. So, spring sports going on in full swing. And tomorrow, to kick off the week, yeah, men's, women's golf going to be in action. Both golf teams going to be in action as well. So, spring sports, yes, sir. Like I've said all week long, and I'm going to continue to say, in full swing. We're counting down the final days in March. Cannot believe we'll be entering into April here in a couple of days. Well, K-State baseball. Oh, my goodness. Well, I talked about needing good pitching in the postseason yesterday. Okay, so, Utah, Raleigh's late in the bottom of the eighth inning to knock off K-State in this one. And this is one of these games. And they've already had one of these games already, but this is going to be one of these games you're going to be looking back on if they were not to make the NCAA tournament for more postseason baseball. You're going to be looking at it and say, what will happen here? 11-13, Utah wins it there with the 5-run. It was all A. Last night, it was all about late inning comebacks, right? Yeah, Utah do it. And, of course, hey, I got to shout out my Atlanta Braves. I definitely thought we were going to lose that game. But somehow, some way, we're able to win that game, because last year, we definitely lose that game. So there's that. But, yeah, another high-scoring game. I feel like we've been talking about these games a lot recently there as well. But how about, yeah, that eighth inning was wild. That eighth inning was wild for Kansas State and Utah there, as you had my guy Shantira go deep and Ty Simlowski in the top of the eighth inning. You're thinking, all right, hey, we got these guys down. And then Utah rallies back. I think there's another game that I'm trying to think that K-State had a lead, and then all of a sudden the other team just strikes back, and then that's the game right there, right? So, again, it's, I don't know. The pitching has been very inconsistent here as of late. Outside of yesterday, game one, you needed a good start from somebody. Your ace gets it done, and you knock out a couple of home runs, get big hits from the bottom of the line. We talked about that in the postcast yesterday there as well. But you got to give credit to the other team. Battling back. College baseball has been wild. We're going wild out over here. And now you had an opportunity to clinch the series, K-State did. And now you're going into this afternoon. All right. You're trying to avoid a series loss. So, and remember, you got to go back to last weekend where they lost to, oh gosh, they lost to Arizona State in that series. You lost that at home. So now you got to find a way to some way not to lose this series with Utah. We'll find out. We'll find out if they can bounce back. But this was a crushing loss here after going up in the top of the eighth inning, and then you don't shut out the other team in the bottom half of the inning there as well. But the home runs are flying out this time for K-State. This don't matter because you lost the game. Shantira, Simulowski, already mentioned that, went deep. D. Kennedy added another home run to his total in 2026 on Grant Gallagher. We're going to go back up to Coach Hughes here saying, quote, "I thought our guys competed all game. We, quote, we always do. And right now it's not enough to just compete. We need to compete and get the job done. And we will. We've battled and took leads late, but have been unable to finish out games. We didn't beat ourselves today. Utah earned their hits in their runs. Our intent was there, and I know the results will come soon. Well, it needs to come faster than that. Because, again, we're gonna be in April pretty soon. Like, oh, this is going to be over here another month and a half. There as well. You're going to be, I think this is like the third or fourth loss that K-State easily should have won this ball game. We're going to take a look inside the box score here. Utah 13. K-State 11 in game two of this weekend series. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And yes, when I get done with work today, yes, I'm working on Sunday. Yeah, I flipped the script. So now I'm working on Sundays. I got to take my losses. So I'd rather just work on Sunday. But that's another conversation off the podcast. But anyways, yes, here real quick, Utah had a 4-0, jumped out to a 4-0 lead after three innings, and then K-State put a 6-run on them in the top of the fourth, and that was their first run of the game, K-State did, and then tack on one in the fifth, tack on another in the sixth. Utah responded with three in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then K-State goes up again right there with three in the eighth. What was the score at that point? Oh, what was that? So I was too in tune. Well, this was the afternoon game, so I did not. Yeah, I was pretty busy yesterday, so I was not able to watch this game. So let me see here. That's 8. Let's see. Quick math. 8-5. Oh, this was a tie game. So Utah tied the game up, and then K-State took the lead in the top of the eighth inning, and he cannot hold it. Yeah, this is one too many times that we've seen this. I know he's Coach Hughes talking like it's early in the season. We're getting down nitty gritty here in a minute. yeah, this was a tie game in the eighth inning, and going into that eighth inning, and I'm just almost listening to the Braves postcast and how that game turned out. Oh my goodness, that was wild. But yeah, this was even wilder. K-State takes the lead. You don't. How many times have we said recently that this team, right, just can't hold a lead? Every time they get a big inning, they turn around the bottom of the eighth inning, top of the ninth inning, whatever it is, and they cannot hold the other team. And this has come way too common, especially in the last, 2 weeks for this team. And that's a costly loss. This is a costly loss right here. And then, of course, yeah, that 5-run bottom of the eighth inning by Utah. Yes, give Utah the credit here. 13 runs, 21 hits. Yeah, circle that right there. That's just too many. That's just too many. 21 hits. No errors. K-State, 11 runs, 13 hits, no errors themselves. Caden Scholder gets the win. Miles Smith credited with the loss. And Ian Linus picked up the save for the Utes there as Utah evens the series. And now, it's anybody's series now, heading into this afternoon's game. The ball is flying out of the ballpark. Yes, yesterday there as well. K-State homers like four times. But he loses his ball game there. Let me see here. Yeah, they got Lincoln Sheffield did not lose. They did not went to bat for Lincoln Sheffield on a podcast yesterday. Said he could be easily be ace. I should have not said that. He only lasted two innings. Lincoln Sheffield. Lincoln Sheffield comes on the backside. He usually is the third pitcher in the rotation. Coach Hughes decides, well, we're gonna switch flip flop. Put Sheffield in the two spot. He didn't even last long. Only two innings, six hits, four runs. All of those were earned. A walk, two strikeouts. So this was the exact opposite of what he did in the Arizona State series when he went the entire distance, the whole seven innings. Cohen Feaser went 4 1/3. Cole Wisenbaker wasn't credited with anything. Miles Smith was credited with that loss. They're giving up. Giving up four runs. And yeah, he's correct, giving up four runs. Tassel Butler came on and finished it off 2 2/3. Peyton Risk started for Utah. He went 3 1/3. And then he was followed up by five more other pitchers for the Utes in this baseball game. Crazy, man. This is crazy. You can't make this stuff up there as well. Yeah, Utah, 21 hits in the game. You're not going to win baseball. Hey, you're definitely not going to win baseball. You're giving the opposing team 20-plus hits. It's just not going to cut it there. That's just no excuse right there. And four of those belong to Cameron Gurney. He went 4-for-4. K-State couldn't get him out. Zachy Hawkins, this is Utah, 2-for-4 in the ball game. Here, let me see here. Catcher Derek Smith drove in four runs yesterday there for Utah in this come-from-behind victory for them. K-State yet blows another opportunity there. We look at the rest of the – yeah, we already talked about – yeah, D. Kennedy, who went deep, three more hits. He went 3-for-5 in the game. Shantiro, my guy, that hit, only hit of the game was that home run. Nick English, he hit lead off yesterday for K-State, went 2-for-3. Carlos Vasquez, the bottom of the order, he hit ninth yesterday. See, you can make – it's like Pete Hughes mixes up this lineup, and you can get production pretty much from anywhere. Carlos Vasquez drove in three more runs in the game. He's had a great season to this point anyways. 2-for-4 in the ball game. Carl, after a huge game one, he went hitless in the game. He, Bear Matt, like, he only went 1-for-3. And he hit sixth in the lineup yesterday for Pete Hughes. So K-State's going to have to find a way to answer the bell here this afternoon if they're going to take this seriously. They cannot afford you cannot afford losing another series. So there's that. And with that loss, K-State is now 9-2 all time against Utah there. And let me see here. K-State, let me see if I can pull. Yeah, so that 21 hits, the most allowed. Obviously, that just sticks out. Way too far out there. You cannot allow that and expect to win baseball games night in, night out. That's just no excuse. No excuse whatsoever there as well there. So there's that. Let me see if there's anything else I can put out here. Not at the moment. I've already talked about all of that. Yeah, so it looks like... Yeah, it looks like I covered it all in this game, too. Yeah, so after K-State winning game one, they lose game two after taking the lead. And here this afternoon at 2 Central Time, that's noon Pacific-ish time, I want to say, the final game of the weekend series in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it is up for grabs. K-State had a golden opportunity to take this series, and now you're staring at, potentially, if K-State don't get right this afternoon, another loss for them as they are now 18-9 on the season and they are 4-4 in conference. I knew it. I knew it. They're 4-4 in conference play. So there's that for you guys there as they get ready for game number 3, the final game of the series here between K-State and Utah. So wild, it's a wild day across, wild evening of baseball. Last night across the board, you had obviously my team beating y'all's team yesterday in the Royals. Oh man, last year, we definitely lose that game. That's just, but paying attention to the Royals obviously last year and what Carlos Estevez was doing, he was in and out, very consistent in the second half of the season there, and he was in second half play display mode in the ninth inning. I take a shot at that because somebody started it before the weekend even started. So I was not happy about that. So I can go on and on, but that's not here or there right now. But yeah, K-State, they're going to have to answer the bell. Speaking of answering the bell, K-State, they're going to have to answer the bell if they're going to take this series So there is that for you as well. The Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, Free and Bible Daily, or just record K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State athletics for folks. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Wildcats lose it. And now they're 8-10-9 in the 2026 season. And more importantly here, 4-4 in conference play. They're trying not to go back down to sub 500 after this series. So we'll see what happens in the rubber match here in a few hours out there in Salt Lake City. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, this daily podcast, you might want to do that there. As basketball back-to-back recruits committing to K-State for the second, I'll have more on this later. For the second straight day, Casey Alexander lands another commit there. So after a breaking news story that I broke, well, not necessarily broke, that I saw right off the bat when I got home on Friday afternoon, turn around, getting caught up on everything sports-wise, see that we got another recruit. So I was commit. So I'm like, damn. So we're two for two this weekend. Can we go for 3 for 3? We're going to find out. See what's it. But K-State, they need to take this series. So Pete Hughes, head coach Pete Hughes and company need to bounce back. And I feel like we've said this so many 100,000 times already in the past, 2 weeks here. So they've been up and down. So that is for sure there as well. But we're going to step aside here for a little bit. Obviously, we'll get to that commit probably when I get home from work later on this afternoon. I'll get that squared away as well. And anything else pops up, yeah, we'll work on it here to close out this weekend. But K-State will need to get to work in Salt Lake City this afternoon in the rubber match of the series after a wild game last night out there with Salt. Utah rallied back late to knock off K-State in game 2 of this series. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Utah, 13. K-State, 11. Alex Aiden, Eddie Green. It's been another edition, postcast edition of the Pro Bunch Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with Cats.